Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 5th of November. New South Wales recorded 249 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 3 deaths. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 73 new cases, 15 in Moree Plains, 15 in Newcastle, 14 in Midcoast, 7 in Lake Macquarie, 6 in Tamworth, 6 in Cessnock, 4 in Port Stephens, 3 in Inverell, 1 in Armidale, 1 in Maitland, and 1 in Singleton. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 5 new cases, 2 in Orange, 1 in Bathurst, 1 in Cowra, and 1 in Dubbo. The Far West recorded just 1 new case in Broken Hill. Premiers Dominic Perrottet and Dan Andrews announced in a press release last night that the New South Wales and Victorian border will be reopened as of midnight last night. This now allows free, non-essential travel between the two states, as well as the ACT, for the first time in over 6 months. Travellers to Victoria from green zones, which is now the entirety of New South Wales, face no quarantine or testing requirements. However, they will still need to apply for a permit from Service Victoria to show they aren't COVID-19 positive or a close contact of a case. Fully vaccinated Victorians can enter New South Wales unless they've been to a place of high concern in Victoria. Victorians over the age of 16 who are not fully vaccinated are still unable to enter New South Wales for recreational purposes. On to Victoria, where there were 1,343 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night and 10 deaths. Victoria now has 18,952 total active cases. Regional Victoria recorded 220 new cases overnight, including 35 in Latrobe, 34 in Geelong, 33 in Shepparton, 20 in Bendigo, 13 in Mildura, and 11 in Wodonga. There are now 378 total active cases in Wodonga, 377 in Shepparton, and 145 in Mildura. A full list of today's cases from across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.